WildTalkRadio.com.
Ho, ho, ho. It's holiday time. Time. Decorate that tree. Wrap them presents. Eat them cookies and drink that milk. It's 20 days of Jobber. With the holy and jolly Jobber Claws.
Ho, 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 ho. It is I, Jobber Claw. I've been coming to you for the last week here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and it's just that I might have left something underneath your tree this last night. But I did not do it alone. No, I was teaming up with my tag team partner, my elf friend, Rocco.
Huzzah.
Huzzah, indeed, Sir Rocco. How was your Christmas day? Did you get everything that you wanted?
I got everything that I wanted, even some other things I didn't even know I was going to get. I had lots of fun with family and all that fun family stuff you do with family.
I understand. I didn't work today, so I slept in. You have no idea how rare that is to sleep in on Christmas Day.
My nephew had a ball, so that's all that counts.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's good that the little ones get to really enjoy it.
We got him a slide. He's very happy with the slide.
Cool. Yeah, I got my brother and his daughter matching bunny onesies. You know, like the Christmas Story, because he hates that movie, and I'm a dick. It was funny.
Now, speaking of a Christmas Story, that's what here. That's what we're here to talk about tonight. The true meaning of Christmas, as told by the Lone Jobber.
The true meaning of Christmas. We're going to have to go back. Not like 200 years back, because I already did a historical show this month. So we're just going to go back. Not really sure when this book was or poem was done, but it's one I've actually been wanting to do since we started this. It was the night before Christmas. You know of this story, Rocco?
I do.
It's a shame we can't have like a fire crackling in the background, because when I read this book, that's the thing that pops in my mind. All right, let's sit back and Jobber Claws will read you 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which he's reading on Christmas Day. That's just, don't think about it, just enjoy it. Don't, that's just, that came out wrong. Yeah. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, and hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, with visions of sugar plums danced in their head. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out of the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with an old driver so lively and quick, I knew in the moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dancer, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the hall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all! As dry leaves that before wild hurricanes fly, when they meet an obstacle mount on the sky, so up to the housetop on the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round body that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw them, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger upon his nose, gave me a nod, and up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, and to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew down like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all! And to all, a good night!" This was the night before Christmas.
We'll see you tomorrow night for the next night of 20 Days of Jobber right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're going to have special guests tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. And for the last time, I'm going to say, ho, ho, ho.
WildTalkRadio.com.